Tuesday, February 24, 2009.
The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
here. Hey,
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
Ain't got no trouble in my life. No foolish dreams to make me cry. I'm never frightened, no worried. You know I always get by.
I heat up.
He heats up.
I cool down.
He cools down.
When something gets in my way, I'll go round it.
I don't let life get me down.
And you shouldn't, brother.
Gonna take it any way that I found it.
Hey!
I got the music in me. 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 You say that life is a circle, but that ain't the way that I found it. Gonna move in a straight line, keep my feet firmly on the ground.
I heat up!
He heats up!
I cool down!
Cools down!
Got the words in my head, so I sing them.
I got the music in me. I got the music in me. I got the music in me. I got the music in me.
Feeling funky.
Feeling good.
Gonna tell ya. Out in the neighborhood. Gonna fly like a bird on the wing.
Hold on to your hat, baby. Blues, so I play them.
I got the music in me. 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 I got the music in me.
It's the Jethro Silver Wing Show on online gaming radio.
To kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got a tonga, I'm not afraid to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
merchantable, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silver Wing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
And good evening, everyone. This is the Jethro Silver Wing Show for February 24th. 2009. With me, as always, my love, my woman, my main squeeze, my wife, is the girl downstairs, it's Elkman Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
Hey, Elkman, how you doing?
Good.
You know what? I just love I'm going to love quoting this. I was on lunch break, listening to NPR like I normally do, just because, well, I just don't have a life. But woman on the mic was talking about the speech that Barack Obama is going to be giving tonight, or is giving tonight at this moment, actually. And they were saying they're not calling it the State of the Union this year. Because we all know, full well what the state of our union is. And it's not good.
Do you want some Charmin for that?
Oh, brother. All right, well, we starting the night off early here. We've had some dings. So we're going to give some dings here. First off, we've got to give a ding to Yakash. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Yakshas. Whoop, and I just closed my guild window. That's not good. Yakshas is a level 24 swashbuckler now. So let's give her a ding. There we go. Yakshas. And Rowan has just dinged to a level 71 ranger. 71 ranger. Let's give a ding. There we go. Any other dings we should probably get out of the way here? Let me see. Yakshas, Rowan. QZ. I'm thinking I'm pronouncing that correctly. QZ on the Antonia Vale server is now a level 51 Necromancer. Congratulations, QZ. There we go. Masu is telling me that he dinged to 76 Warden. So there we go. Alright. Urson dinged to level 50. Urson, level 15, there we go. Ding, ding. And I'm being told that the Vagabond Knights ding to level 74. Guild level 74. Where's my guild ding? Alright, later on in the broadcast, not right now because I believe she's still commuting home from work, Calthane from alakazams.com. Alakazam.com, I should say, will be joining us. We're going to talk about all things Alakazam and put her on the spot about stuff. I really don't know what in the world we can possibly put her on the stand about, put her on the spot about, but hey, we're going to do our best. Let's see. So what's going on this week? How are you doing, Oakland?
I'm doing okay.
Doing okay? How's your rating coming along? I know you've been doing a lot of rating.
It's going. It's boring. It's going.
Mm-hmm. And you've been neglecting me because of your rating.
Sorry.
Neglect! I get no love when there's a raid going on.
Sorry.
I come home, she's in a group battling some dragon or something or other. And all I hear is just out of her den, dinner's in the oven!
Hey, at least there's dinner waiting
yes,
for you.
Yes, I have to say, at least there's dinner waiting for me. And I thank you for that. You know what I haven't done since I introduced it a few weeks ago, and I really need to get on the ball and actually prepare for the show once in a while, is I started this NPC quote of the week.
Yeah.
And I only did it the one time.
You need to keep doing it.
I need to find interesting NPCs to quote. Of course, I just love the troll that I have in the intro for the quote of the week. So let's play this. This is a troll that's in, I believe it's West Freeport. And she apparently likes hiding under the bed and scaring the hell out of people. So let's just hear that.
Sometimes I sneak into houses and hide under the bed.
Damn dirty ape!
Sometimes I like to sneak into houses and hide under the bed.
All right, looks like we have another ding we have to announce. HUD has just reached level 71 armorer. Armorer? Armorer. So, blink. You see, that's not really a ding for trade skills. Kind of a blink.
A blink?
A blink. Later on in the show, we're going to find out where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns.
I hope you put him somewhere, because I didn't.
I didn't, but hey, I'll put him somewhere during the music break. That's what I did last week. That's all right.
Yeah, they keep reviving me sometimes in those raids. If you read the OGR channel.
Now, let's see here. Oh, yes. You know, I was actually going to introduce a new segment to the show this week, but I completely forgot. Is how has Xanadai injured herself this week? I think we can make a weekly segment out of that. Apparently, she slammed her hand in a car door.
Ouch.
True Flight, Xanadai's real-life husband, suggested that we have a weekly segment. How has Xanadai injured herself this week? Now she's telling me don't blame it on him. Hey, he's the one that recommended it. I'm telling the truth here. If he told you differently, then he's trying to protect himself. Because you can hit him. Oh, brother. All right, well, that's the show. No.
I can always give you a bad time about that movie you brought home the other day.
Oh, God.
I was about ready to shoot you.
Well, no, that wasn't the movie. That was a segment after the movie.
The movie was good. It was the segment after that was driving me nuts.
Okay, we've apparently stumbled across an entire collection from the H.P. Lovecraft Movie Festival. And, you know, these are movies that have, like, a $5,000 budget. And not to say that they're not good. I think they're interesting. I think they're artful. There have been a few of them that, you know, we just, oh, God, why did we rent this? But for the most part, I think they're pretty good. But they were interviewing this guy. Apparently, he runs the H.P. Lovecraft Film Festival in Oregon. And just every other word, you know, is what we call in broadcasting an moment. And almost every other word out of his mouth was, and it wasn't just, well, you know, and this, and it was, it was like a good 2-3 seconds, there, you know?
Well, every time he talked was, and then he'd talk some more, and then he'd go,
Well, I suppose that's the danger of not having talking points. You know, every time I invite someone onto the show, they want to know what we're talking about so they can prepare. And I don't think this guy prepared for that interview, and he was just reaching, you know? He was just reaching for answers.
Well, the worst thing is, I wasn't so much paying much attention to it. You said, until you pointed out the fact that this guy was going,
one hell of an moment.
And then once you pointed it out, it was starting to drive me nuts. Because every other word was,
We had to shut the interview off. it was almost humorous. Well, actually, it was humorous at first, and then it became intolerable. Because honestly, I think we would have recommended, we would have really preferred The Tingler. The Tingler was an okay movie, I thought. It was campy.
Now I've turned you on to something.
don't do that! So if anyone has
did
a
it
Netflix,
to me.
So if anybody has a Netflix or a Blockbuster account or something like that, The Tingler.
The Tingler.
It's campy, it's fun.
It's neat, it's
No, that wasn't the movie that the guy was going through.
But hun.
Stop it.
You drove me nuts with that. It's my turn.
I see how you are.
Mm-hmm.
Next week on the Jethel Silverwing Show, we are going to have with us... you've heard me sing about her in a few of my songs. The roommate who turned me on to EverQuest and started this whole nightmarish downward spiral. Not nightmarish, but... The roommate who turned me on to EverQuest will be with us. And we're going to talk about what it's like to leave EverQuest for 3 years and come back. It's a lot of changes. A lot of changes. But that's next week. This week we have Cal Thane. She'll be with us a little bit later on.
And you had a surprise yesterday.
I did, but I'm not going to talk about that right now.
Why not?
Because right now it's This Week in Professional Wrestling. I just want to state once more for the record that Randy Orton needs to be run over by a bus. And I don't mean in a scripted fashion either. I mean Orton, bus, bang. Preferably hitting the brakes, spreading him along the street for a good half mile.
Well, if Triple H ever catches up to him with his two mallets, that's about the same thing, don't you think? Or I should say sledgehammers.
Of course, we all know that what's going on with Randy Orton right now is scripted. If it wasn't scripted, he would have been fired and we never would have seen him again. God, he's kicked Vince McMahon, Shane McMahon, both in the head. And he knocked out, and he put his hands on Stephanie McMahon, who we all know is married to Triple H, to Hunter Hearst Helmsley. Oh, good Lord, someone in the OGR channel named themselves Birthday, and they're a troll.
Oh, boy.
I have created monsters.
I'm working on sending invites out for the show next week. Not next week, but the week after. Hopefully we're going to have a grand old time. You know what the Tuesday after next is?
Tuesday after next. Your birthday.
It's my birthday. And we're going to have a show. And I'm trying to invite some folks along for the party. We'll see if anyone cares to show up. Maybe I can get Brass. I'm pretty sure I can get Brass to show up.
I guess we need to have a birthday for you in the guild.
Nah, I don't like birthday parties all that much. Just, you know, send money.
Maybe we can make a huge cake and have girls jump out of it.
Oh, that'd be cool. As long as they weren't trolls.
Well, you never know.
Oh, no trolls! I do have a song to release this week. Okay, we can have Santania jump out of the cake. She volunteered. Santania and Elquin jumping out of the cake.
The thing is, for us to create one... I wonder how we do that.
And if anything was ever learned from the Addams Family movie, make sure you take the girl out of the cake before baking it.
Of course.
Lurch, was she in there before you baked? C'est la vie! Oh, God. I love the Addams Family. I really do. So, yes, we have a brand new song being released in a little while. Is Jethel Silverwing singing yet another Carrie Underwood song? Oh, God.
You're warped.
What's that?
You're warped. Warped.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, so I'm going to go downstairs. Anyone who would like to come to the Legion of Kithacor Guild Hall, we got a number of people in here right now, but come to the Legion of Kithacor Guild Hall Tier 2 South Kinos on the Antonia Vale server. Because we have... Let me start the music for this. We have... where is that? An item of the week.
Oh! Antonia Vale's got a great rack. If you try to touch it, your face you'll smack. Strong and firm protects it from attack. Get a hold of the weapons and the closet in the back.
We have an item that was traded most unexpectedly last week. I'm going to go ahead and start this up. I'm going to be doing this all night, I think. Except for when we're doing Cheez-It, of course. You know what? I haven't placed Cheez-It anywhere. We'll see how things go with Calthane. Maybe we'll skip Cheez-It this week. But we'll see. But I have... Let me link this in the chat channel there. Valhalla's Tribute Band, which is a LON loot item. Whoops. I put it in the wrong window. There we go. So I'm going to start this up. Now, we knew that the tribute band shows up. There they are. It's two musicians? No.
Bards.
Musicians and a band promoter. What I didn't know was you can buy from the band promoter songs to play. So, and there are what, six silvers apiece. There's like six or eight songs to choose from that they can play. Not all, Truthline saying not all the songs work.
They all worked for me. I recorded every single one of them for you.
Mm-hmm, and we're going to be playing that. But I got maybe two of them to work and then they stopped working for me. So, probably just a bug, but whatever. But what we didn't know was, okay, this thing has a 10-minute recast time. I'm sorry, a 5-minute recast time. At 2 minutes, I'm watching the timer right now, and right now we're at 3 minutes and 45 seconds till I can recast it. When it hits 2 minutes, a deity shows up. It's a random god that shows up to party with the band. We didn't know this until, we're screwing around with it the other day. It was like, is that Raylos Zek? He just showed up?
Yeah, I was wondering who did what. I mean, here he is in the guild hall dancing, and it was like, ah!
Yeah, hey, how the hell did Raylos get in our guild? And, come to find out, it's the tribute band. So, when the timer reaches 2 minutes... A deity shows up randomly. I got most of them on screenshots last night.
Nameless showed up, and it was...
No, not the Nameless. That was Kazik.
Oh, Kazik Thule, sorry.
Not the Nameless. He's the Faceless.
Faceless. Okay, sorry.
I don't think the Nameless has ever been spawned in-game, because he's an Elder
he's
God.
He's the ultimate.
He's an Elder God. He created the rest of them. So let's see, we got 40 seconds until the god shows up, so we'll see which one shows. I mean, last night I danced with Tanair, and...
Tanair finally showed up?
Yep, she was the last one that I spawned last night. I got Methaniel, Quelios, who is the healing god? Rotset, Raylos, Bertoculus is disgusting! He is a rotting undead Ratanga.
Ew.
Okay, 5 seconds. Let's see who shows up. 5 seconds to go, and it's Solasek Ro. Solasek Ro just showed up in my guild hall. He's a Eruudite, apparently.
Yep, he shows up and goes, I'm just in time, and then he starts dancing.
Mm-hmm. So Solasek is there, and if you hail him, he'll turn toward you. So if you want to, get a screenshot of him or something like that. And I'll keep casting this thing and throughout the show, and we'll see how many gods we can get to show up. Of course, I don't think we're going to be able to get Illirissi, of course, because, as we learned through the Illirissi Day quests and whatnot, she's missing. So I don't think we're going to get Ilarissi to show up. So let's see here.
You should play some of the theme music and tell them what it is.
Oh, yeah, let's...
Or some of the music you can buy. One of them is a tune.
Okay, let's see.
The other ones are songs, and there's some themes.
All right, let me get this up here. Tribute. Okay, this is Domino's theme. I'll go ahead and play that. And all this is really is the Rivervale theme. So I'll pause this, and we'll play it over here. Okay, and that's the Rivervale theme. That's called Domino's theme. So let's see here. And I've gone ahead and recasted the band. So it'll be a few minutes before the next deity shows up. And let's go to Jindrak's tune. It's the next on my list here. Let's see. Jindrak's tune. Load this up. And let's see what this is. I have absolutely no idea what this music is. It's not familiar to me. But next we have Candor's theme. And I'm not... do you know who Candor is? I have no idea. Don't think I've heard the name before.
No, I don't. I should, but he's got one of the longest themes that you can buy.
All right, let's
see. It runs over 3 minutes long.
Yeah, it's 3 minutes long. Let's see Candor's theme here. Garaku is saying that it's unrest. Yay, Domino! Hello, Domino. How you doing? We just listened to your theme. But Garaku is saying that it's unrest. All right, so we know what that one is.
Well, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm. All righty. The next one is Lava Storm, which I'm assuming is just the regular Lava Storm theme. So let's go ahead and listen to that one. That just sounds like the regular Lava Storm theme to me. So the next one is Nobility of Dazak. Nobility of the Dazak is the next theme coming up here. Ashanti's Soul just showed up. I don't have a screenshot of Ashanti yet. And unfortunately, I have my graphics turned down to minimal because I knew we were going to have a lot of people in the guild in the hall tonight and I didn't want to crash out. But yeah, Ashanti's Soul is here. So if you want to get down and dance with Ashanti's Soul, you have a couple of minutes to do it. And And as soon as the band disappears, I'll fire up another one and we'll see who else shows up. Yeah, she's almost naked. I don't know if that's just because my my settings are turned down and maybe I'm not seeing her dress or something.
Nope, she's in a bikini.
She's scantily clad. Woohoo, look at that butt.
Her face, she's got glowing eyes.
Yes, she does.
I thought she was mean or bad or something.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't do any research on Anashti Sur. All right, so let's see. What's the next tribute band? Hrothgar's theme.
I like Hrothgar's theme, but when you hear it, you'll know why.
Hrothgar.
Hrothgar, of course, we've had on the show a couple of times. Okay, let's check out Hrothgar's theme. Well, it sounds pretty cool. I can't place it, though. What is it?
It's got to be out of Greater Faydark, I thought.
Yeah,
it reminds me of Greater Faydark, somewhere in there.
Well, it's definitely not the Greater Faydark theme, but it does sound like one of the themes that came out during the EOF expansion. But I can't place it. All right, let's get to the next one here. The next one is Sather's Span.
You have to. How much did you play of it? Play the center of it. Can you?
All right. I'll let me turn off the mic and I'll just play the rest of it. It's only a minute long. Go on. True Flight is, Jiraku was saying that it's the Emerald Halls, which is during the Chenarian deity quest, isn't it?
Maybe that's it. I knew it was something that I heard before that I loved.
Okay. Alright, let's. So the next one is Sather's Span. Let's go ahead and give that one a listen. Sure what that music was. Maybe actually isn't Sather's Span that that bridge that's out in not Kylong Plains.
The Fens. Yeah.
Okay. So let's see here how much time we got. 50 seconds until another god appears in the Legion of Kithagor Guild Hall. If anyone wants to come and join the party, I'm gonna be summoning gods all night.
And I do want to say thank you to whoever out there accepted my trade.
Yeah, we don't know who it was that traded this for us. So thank you, whoever you are.
No, I just put up some stuff and gave it a shot, you know, and
yeah,
was surprised. I checked it last night and I was like, oh, hon, you need to come in now. I got something for you. It's like, what? No, I'm not going to tell you. Bounce, 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 bounce. Come on.
Okay, well, ten seconds to a new god. 10 seconds to deity launch, spawn. Let's see who we got next here. Do-do-do-do, deity.
Oh, it's Solosek Row again.
Solosek again. right. Well, unfortunately, I cannot turn off the band and retry. It has to play through. So, yeah, so we got Solosek Row here. Go ahead and party with Solosek. Everyone's dancing around Solosek. And who knew Solosek was a party guy? I can't imagine Solosek Row dancing in anything like that. Let's see, I think we have another... And then the last one on the list here is The Goblins. It's probably a theme from Runny Eye or something like that. Let's check it out. Yeah, I'm not sure what that is, but I haven't been in Runny Eye myself, actually. Zill from the Unrest server is saying that it was Fearot. Okay, so that was the Fearot then. Why it's called the Goblins, I don't know. There aren't any goblins in the Fearot, are there?
No.
Why is it called the Goblins?
I don't know.
Damn you, devs! Your confusing logic. Oops, Solosek despawned. That means the band's going away. Time for a new band.
Here just keep calling him back for encores.
Yep. Okay, there we go. Band's back. And in a few minutes, we'll have a new deity show up here.
We have a birthday to announce, another one.
Oh, we do. Okay.
I sent you a message about it.
Oh, well, I've been kind of busy. And whose birthday is it?
I have to scroll back, too. Scrolling. Bula!
Bula. Who is Bula?
She's from the Arcane Masters, I believe.
Aha. Uh-huh. All right.
And it's her real birthday today, and they're having a cake fight, you know, virtual cake fight in guild chat right now.
Alrighty. Crap. You know, the last time I set up my my sound effects and stuff, I completely forgot about the trolls. Let me find them here.
You lost the trolls?
Who knows where they are? There it is. Could be out partying with Solosek for all I know. And now, birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy
congratulations and happy birthday to
Bula.
The fabulous Bula? I don't know.
B-O-O-L-A.
B-L-L-L-A. All right. All right. How are we doing on time here?
I don't know.
40 seconds. 40 seconds to a new deity spawn. Let's see who it is. Maybe it's somebody new. Maybe Solosek's going to make another appearance.
Have you seen Bristlebane yet?
Yes. No. Well, not from the band, but yes, I have seen Bristlebane.
Well, I mean from the band.
No, not from the band yet. Should be any second here now. Who will it be? We gotta start taking wagers. Three, two, one. Qualios! That's the biggest little girl I've ever seen in my life. So there's Quelios dancing about.
It's funny, she showed up and says, I haven't heard music this great since 8. Oh, wait. I shouldn't say that.
Actually, I've seen a few of them say that. I don't know what it refers to. So there she is, dancing about.
She's pretty.
Mm-hmm. You gotta love Masu's hat.
Oh my goodness. Has Latesh got the ice cream thing going?
I don't know, does he? Oh, there it is. The Good Gear Man is now in the Legion of Kithacor Guild Hall. If you want to buy some ice cream, the Good Gear Man is here. This is really turning into a party. Come on down to the Legion of Kithacor Guild Hall. Antonia Bale server, South Kinos, Tier 2.
And you can equip the ice cream in your hand, too, so you can run around with ice cream cones.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, let me see. You need the bowls of ice cream you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the ice cream cones, they're temporary type weapons. So what do you want? You want a February freeze?
No, I'm good. And Quelios is about to despawn, and I'll summon the band again and see who shows up next. Well, yeah, this is pretty fun. I was up till like 3 a.m. spawning deities last night, just trying to get some good screenshots. I mean, let's face it. How often are we actually going to see the deities? Okay, band. There we go. And of course, the promoter. The band promoter is firing off fireworks and stuff like that, and I think it's a really neat, a really neat fluff item. I'm not much into the fluff items, as you know.
See my ice cream cones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that. Oh no, Lyra has ice cream cones and a Frostville hat. Latesh says, Elkman Jenna has nice cones.
Thank you.
Okay.
And what's fun is you can equip it and then trade it off. And oop, maybe I can't. Let's try it again. Give her an ice cream cone. Okay, gave her an ice cream cone.
All right. You know what? I think we're going to go ahead and take a music break while we're doing this. Let's see here. You have anything you want to listen to on? Oh, you know what? We need to do my new song.
I don't know.
Yeah, we need to do my new song. So that's what we'll do next. So let's see.
I didn't know the Good Gear Man said anything, but he says, howdy, kids.
Oh, he does? I didn't know that.
Yes. Well, he says it in TikTok. If you don't know TikTok, you can't understand him.
Oh, all right.
Oh, and Hud's running around without his shirt on again.
It's gonna make you all hot and sweaty. All right,
folks. Big barbarian bear chest. And the Good Gear Man says, do you want nuts on that, or perhaps a cog?
Cog? No, I can do without a cog on my ice cream, thank you very much. Haven't had a tetanus shot in a while, and well, you know. Alrighty.
So, wait a minute, when's the next deities coming up? At least wait for them.
Let's see, next deity coming up in 30 seconds.
Okay, after that, then you can go do your music.
Alright. Let's see what, what deity shows up next? These guys are getting tired, you know. I kept them up late last night.
What, the band?
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not familiar where the Tier 2 guild halls are, South Kinos, go up the hill north of the stables. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who is it? The Tribunal is here. The Tribunal is here.
They just come in and say, what a great band.
Now, he doesn't look anything like he did in EverQuest 1.
No, he doesn't.
In EverQuest 1, you know, he was more of a, you know, he had a, you know, robe and a book and a big hammer.
Yeah.
No, wait, that's the seventh hammer. No, wait, that is the Tribunal. Anyway, I'm not sure what he's supposed to be here. So there's the Tribunal. He's going to be around for a little while.
At least a couple minutes. A
couple minutes, anyway. I'm going to go ahead and give us a little song break. So we'll be back in a few minutes. This is a new song, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start with. It says, Can I Get a Heel? Parody of Jesus Take the Wheel by Carrie Underwood. Hope you enjoy.
Stay tuned for more of the Gentle Silverwing Show right after this break.
Sir! Sir!
What do you want?
Sounds of swords clashing on shields! Mass hysteria! It's mayhem out there!
That can mean one of two things.
What's that, sir?
Either there's a horde of rampaging orcs attacking the camp, or Jethel has released a new song!
It was getting kind of late on their tier 8 raid, kicking tail and taking names. They've been going all night, couldn't see the laddie in the tunnel, looking for a name. Miles were going down, but he wiped his brow, he'd never been here before. It was his first big raid. He tensed up with tension, he didn't pay attention as he ran into the room. Came face to face with a giant with a mace and dispelled a certain doom. The tank ran in, it was on again, soldier slashed and let the arrows fly. But the giant swung low, he took the full blow.
Could I get a heal? A man of red on hands, or a potion I could loan? A mitigation blow, but I'm making my last stand. Res me fast, the fight is almost over.
It was getting pretty late on their big time raid, every hall started to look the same. Their tank stood stall, but his health started to fall, this mob's not playing games. Then he saw as he turned, things had gone astray, the healer's far away. Did you try to sneak away? The scene he started to replay.
Crap, she's AFK. Could I get a heal? A midnight on hands, or a potion I could loan? My mitigation blown, but I'm making my last stand. Res me fast, the fight is almost over. Oh,
windows outside the gate. I drew my sword, but the guards wouldn't wait to kill the dark pod. Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't figure why he keeps coming back time after time to be dark pod. F-I-P-P-Y, dark pod. Oh, the pippy dark pod. Starting out, can't figure what's up. He goes down faster than the little no-pumps. Pippi Dark Pod, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Pod. He's got a cool name and he's giving a shout. His dad calls for traps as a Riverbell trout. Pippi Dark Pod, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Pod. Oh ho, the Pippi Dark Pod. Started hunting just an hour ago. His suicide run really makes a great show. Offending the pups, charging the gate. He should've got back up, but he couldn't wait. I don't know what he's thinking, just seems a waste. A local mob waiting on his unhinged haste. Fippy Dark Pod, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Pod. Ho-ho, the Fippy Dark Pod. F-I-P-P-Y Dark Pod. Oh, the Pippi Dark Pod. I'm walking around, I hear barking sounds. He falls to the ground, got here before the guards. And it really didn't seem all that hard. Take a hint, he can't read the signs. The guards lay him out time after time. Fippy Dark Pod, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Pod. Knowles will be Knowles and guards will be guards. Look, he just fell again to a level 3 bard. Fippy Dark Pod, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Pod. Little Knowles' brain is really a mess. Moving on, I'll be back someday. He'll be charged and getting killed till they cancel this game. He's got no further story and no further lore. The dev team must have been really, really bored to make the Dark Pod. F-I-P-P-Y Dark Pod. Oh, the Fippy Dark Pod.
and mean, and they'll strike a mighty blow.
They're big and strong, but their IQ's pretty low.
But golems come to bear with their cunning and their guile.
They're not too fluff, therefore think it's more their style. They will charge you with a mighty cleaver, full of enmity and rage. Horns so large they'll make you shiver, it is in an age.
Ha ha! Those green skins gonna stab you in the spleen. They're gonna stop till the war is won.
Ha ha!
Those green skins hold this greatest death machine. They are coming, so you better run.
And burn it to the ground.
With steel and grit, marching death our glory found.
With black orcs standing tall, the chop a swing of steel.
The spig herders and their minions in a frenzied zeal.
For the horse, they have a shaman healer.
Though some nukes are just as fun,
all combined to make a vicious killer. Boys of the bloody sun.
Those green skins gonna stab you in the spleen. They're gonna stop till the war is won.
Ha ha!
Those green skins hold this greatest death machine.
They are coming, so you better run.
But when they're drinking and lusting and hunger for power became known to more and more people, the demand to do something about this outrageous horde became louder.
The mighty boss Grimlock, he leads a savage war.
Their might is right, he's an orcish superstar.
Now all he has a brawn, Gazath has a brain.
Coming to the tribe, buddy, murder in his veins.
Kikaza, kikaza,
the ancient garden hold.
It's our goal to put the flame.
Until then, we'll keep on fighting till it's theirs to claim.
Ha ha! Those green skins gonna stab you in the spleen. They're gonna stop till the war is won.
Ha ha!
Those green skins hold this greatest death machine.
They are coming, so you better run.
Ha ha! Those green skins gonna stab you in the spleen. They're gonna stop till the war is won.
Ha ha!
Those green skins hold this greatest death machine.
They are coming, so you better run.
Beholder, mudmen looking for finds, minotaurs
to bring down any warriors. And in the throne room, you'll see pretty lights. Oh, you've just been charmed by the eyes of Beholder. Lost in the maze, there on your heels, you've traded dreams of loot for survival. Mudmen to the left, goblin scouts to the right. Straight ahead, see them coming your way. They're the eyes of Beholder, point is just danger night. Swallow your pride, gain potions would be wiser. And in the throne room, you'll see pretty lights, cause you've just been charmed by the eyes of Beholder. End of the day, you've shown what you're worth. Destiny's shown your place in its set. Hold your head up high, hold your sword and your shield. Enjoy your role as the newest pet of the eyes of Beholder. Their battles you'll fight. Someone break the news to his wife. Get used to these orbs you tangled with Storm. Oh, you got your butt charmed by the eyes of Beholder.
We sent the Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It Nibble Buns back in time to EverQuest 1 to bring us the far back weather report. So tell us, guys, how's the weather in the Gorge of King Zorb?
Hello. I am Drunken Dwarf.
Dwarf, are you all right?
Everything is fine here.
Are you sure?
Yes. King Zorb has made us comfortable.
Comfortable,
and has asked us to stay long time.
Oh, long time.
Oh, isn't that right, Cheez-It?
Oh, yes. Everything's fine here.
Yes.
In the Gorge of King Zorb. In fact, you should come.
Oh, I should, huh?
Come to the Gorge of King Zorb.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time there, guys.
With lots of ale.
Be with us.
Come to the Gorge.
To the Gorge.
Hey, guys. Guys.
Come get
come
ale.
To the
ale.
Gorge.
Ale. Ale.
What?
Ale.
What's going on?
What's going on here?
Host in the Gorge of King Zorb.
It's a real vacation spot.
Really?
Everyone should come.
Ride the teacups.
You'll leave your magic resist items at home.
Yeah, that's a plan.
Come to Zorb.
I'm all over it, guys. All right. Oh, boy. Okay, it's obvious that the evil eyes have charmed Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It. I'm going to go ahead and pull them back. Oh, that's too funny. Right? The teacups. Ha, 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 ha.
claymore in a trades guild store. And didn't know how to swing it, but he knew for sure that that one claymore had felt good in his hand. And it wouldn't take long to defend the land. With that one claymore swung way down low. Now we ran out to the thicket, only one way to go. And he started working.
I'm sorry you're not here. We missed you. I hope you can come to our next event.
There we go. She'll be happy.
This is Alan Brenlow. This is Alan Brenlow Crosby, Senior Director of Global Community Relations at Sony Online Entertainment, and you're listening to Online Gaming Radio.
Online Gaming Radio.
Well, it's better than a fork in the eye. Whole bunch of singing and dancing and deities and blah 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 going on. Whole bunch of people in the guild hall. Let me see here. 23 people in the guild hall right now. Nathaniel Marr is dancing it up with Talk.
And where's Clump? He should be here.
Well, Clump's deployed, isn't he?
He still comes and visits.
I couldn't tell you the last time I saw a clump come on. But Nathaniel Marr is dancing with Lyra, and who is not a Frostfell elf. Not a Frostfell elf. And let's see here. Silver Maze has gained an adventure level and is now a level 23 paladin. So congratulations to Silver Maze. Let me find the ding here. There we go.
So we can actually say that the Van Halen tribute band is so good, the gods love them.
Yes. Jethel and the Silver Wings band.
My band.
It's so good, even the gods show up. So Nathaniel's getting down over here, and we've had visits from Karana. And see, who else came while during the break? We had Karana Bertoculus, who was thoroughly disgusting. Yes, I have to agree. I have to agree with Rowan that Nathaniel is much shorter than he should be. I mean, the rest of the gods are much bigger than he is. Okay, time for another. There we go. Band's back up. In another couple of minutes, we'll see who's going to show up next.
And we still got the ice cream cart up.
Yeah, the ice cream cart is here. If anyone wants to come along to the Legion of Kithagord Guild Hall, the Tier 2 Guild Hall in South Kinos on the Antonia Bale server. And Latesh wants to remind everyone that it's not Van Halen, it's Valhallen.
Valhallen, sorry.
Not Van Halen.
Sorry.
I mean, I don't see any guy here with long hair and spandex.
I'm, sorry. All right.
Maybe if you listen real closely, the Panama Antonica, Antonica. Come on and nuke. Come on and nuke. I don't know anything anymore. We had a announcement to make. Oh, sorry about that. It kind of snuck up on me. We have any breaking news story, so let me change my music. Okay, we do have a breaking news story. This is a roleplay story from the Antonia Bale server. Apparently, there is some kind of a problem at the Laughing Ogre Tavern this past Sunday. A few people have been infected with some sort of disease. The,
No, don't do that!
The symptoms, you're saying to me here, resemble vampirism?
Yeah, I think there's...
That's what we were told?
Yeah.
I mean, what, are people going around biting each other in the neck? What the hell?
I don't know. I wasn't. It's sort of like a vampirism, but you don't become a vampire. So,
Morian,
how close would that be?
Morian, I know you're listening. Send me a tell. Tell me what the heck's going on here.
So, but anyway, the bottom line is, if anybody was at the Laughing Ogre Tavern this last Sunday, they could possibly be sick. This disease is spreading.
All right.
I guess maybe, what, you know. They turn white, they don't like the light, they have a craving for blood. I don't know what else vampirism would be, you know?
Isn't that rabies? No, rabies is a fear of water, not sunlight. Orion is saying that it starts with the sniffles and ends with a bloodlust. Interesting. Well, 5 seconds to new deity spawn. 4, 3, 2, 1. Who is it? It's Karana again! Karana the party animal! Get down and boogie with Karana, only at the Legion of Kithagord Guildhall on the Antonia Bale server!
He's a dancing fool.
The dancing god. Of course, here I am, you know, making up lyrics and stuff like that, and Sophissa, who was my old roommate, who, and as the story goes, As I as I keep telling people, would tell me to record it or shut up. She's reminding me here that I have to finish a song before I can sing it live. Oh, you know what? I have something else for this week that we can play while we're waiting for Calthane, who should be here any minute. She said it'd be any time after 8. And it's after 8. It's quarter after 8 now, so she should be here any moment now. But I do have something else that we can play. By the way, I did see my doctor yesterday, and it said that this cough is a side effect of my blood pressure medication.
Oh boy, oh joy.
Yeah. But I suppose the benefits outweigh the cough, but whatever. So, yes, my cough is caused by my blood pressure medication. Alright, so let's see. We actually have... Hey, whoop, I just got word from Calthane. She needs 5 minutes to get ready. That's fine, Calthane. That's absolutely fine, because we have a brand new episode of Ask a Drunken Dwarf. And I know everyone wants to hear it. So here it is, Ask a Drunken Dwarf!
It's time for Ask a Drunken Dwarf! Right here on Online Gaming Radio! I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And down here in the mailbag, I am Cheese It Nibble Buns, and I'll be reading your questions to the Drunken Dwarf! Are you ready, Dwarf?
Yeah, well, I'm blind, stinking drunk!
Then let's get to the first letter! Dear the Drunken Dwarfie!
What?
It's written in Rotunda. You'll have to bear with me for a minute. I have this questions about the forgies with the hammers and the stuffsies. Issies and doozies. Them dwarfsies goodies that pounder in the hammers and the weapons, is right? Well, them dwarfsies also have the big fuzzy faces with the beardsies.
Beards, yes.
How do you keep the beardsies from burning with the forgies? He's wondering to know, because we like the crafties, but scared the forgies fires. So, how does dwarfsies present the forgie fires? Sign, Crispy Furzies and Antonica Balesies.
My brain's going to explode.
Well, basically, he wants to know, how do you keep your beard from bursting in the flames when you're doing your crafting?
It took all that to ask how we keep from catching on fire?
Well, that's just the way we're talking.
Oh, you're a talk. You gotta get to the point!
Hey!
Well, basically, the secret is ale foam.
Ale foam?
That's right, I said ale foam.
Ale foam.
Yes, see, before we take our hammer in our hand, we take a big old swing of ale! Oh, and then now you see why my beard is covered with foam.
Oh, yeah,
well, the
I see
foam
that.
Doesn't catch fire.
It doesn't?
I'm telling you, the foam doesn't catch on fire. I'm just kidding with you.
Oh, you're trying to fool me now.
Oh, well, basically, we use something better than it. Did I say better than ale? Okay, well, our brains. We don't stick our face in the forge, because that would be suicide. All right, that's the next question.
Dear Drunken Dwarf,
yes.
I'm going through a very troubling time.
Ooh.
I'm a Karen, and my husband, a dwarf.
Whoa.
The community we live in seems to have a problem with us, taunting and cursing,
what?
And other nasty things at us every time they see us.
Oh.
Being a berserker, my first thought is we should just cleave him in twine.
Whoa,
and silence him for good. But my husband says, no, please give us a suggestion of what we should do. I'm completely lost. Pushy whipped.
Pushy?
Pushy.
Pushy
whipped of the bazaar server.
Well, unfortunately, interracial couples can often have a very seriously hard time in any community.
Really
whether it's Freeport or Kinos, Neriak, people just don't seem to want to accept them. But what you can do about it, really? I mean, how can you change the opinion of an entire community?
Stabby?
Blackmail!
What? Whoa, blackmail? Hey!
That's right, I said blackmail!
No!
spend the time and the money, even if you have to, find out things about everyone in the community. And then threaten to post it all over Nora.
I like my idea of going stabby.
But, at least
you won't be cleaving them in twine.
Oh, that's true.
Aerate them a little bit.
Okay. Seriously, though, I don't care if you're a Tonga, you're Karen, dwarf, elf, whatever. As long as you're loving and caring to each other, I say, who cares what anyone says about it?
That's really profound.
That's what I have to say about it. If they have a problem with you, screw them!
That was very nice, dwarf.
Sometimes I do answer one correctly.
Not very often.
What was that? That's all the time we have for Ask the Drunken Dwarf!
Do-do-do-do!
Tell him, Cheez-It!
You can get your questions answered by the Drunken Dwarf by emailing drunkendwarf at kithacore.org.
Or you can always go to kithacore.org, click discussions and forum, and go to the Ask a Drunken Dwarf forum and leave a message for me there.
Yay! Okay, well, I think it's time to get back to the show.
Back to the show.
And now, Norath Tonight recognizes a Norathian community leader. This segment of Norath Tonight has been brought to you by Den Mother. Homestyle rations and ale for the weary traveler. Remember, when your tummies are grumbling, no one bakes like Mom. EQTraders.com has been serving the EverQuest Trades Guild community since 1999. EQTraders.com nor Naomi Den Mother are associated or affiliated with Sony Online Entertainment, Online Gaming Radio, Kithacore.org, and did not pay for or ask for this advertisement. I just thought that kind of devotion deserves a big old high five. Thanks, Den Mother. You've helped us all out a great deal through the years. Norath Tonight recognizes a Norathian community leader. This segment of Norath Tonight has been brought to you by Alakazam's Magical Realm, offering a vast library of quests, lore, class information, and much, much more. Remember, if you're stuck with nowhere to run, the magic word is Alakazam! Alakazam.com has been serving the online gaming community since 1999, starting with EverQuest, and now a host of 11 massive multiplayer help sites. Alakazam is not associated or affiliated with Online Gaming Radio or Mysterious Ranger Productions. Did not pay or ask for this advertisement. I'm just giving a big old high five for all the help you've given us through the years. Thanks a lot, Alakazam.
All right, and we're back. And just in with us right now is Calthane from Alakazam.com. Is it Calthane or Calthine?
Kathleen. Like Kathleen, but with the L in the wrong spot.
Ah, gotcha. So what's going on? How's everything going?
What's going on? Well, actually, very first, I have to give a shout out to Sutures Woundmender of Antonia Bale, who is upstairs soloing our 2 and 5-year-old right now. And from the sounds of the melee, it's getting pretty hairy, just so I can be here.
I took him
the laptop, so he's listening and giving us dirty looks.
Ah, all right. Soloing both your kids, huh?
Three and almost five, and they're boys, and yeah.
Oh, that's going to be one hell of a fight.
Yeah, we usually got to duo it. It's a real tough solo situation, but it's doable.
All right. Pardon me. All right, well, Alakazam.com. What can't be said about it? God, I've been using Alakazam's since 2000 when I started in EverQuest.
I was a big user back in EverQuest too. I mean, I use it all the time. It's always been just the top-notch site, and I'm just jazzed that I actually work at it. It's, I don't know, some creepy little fanboy thing. Oh my God, I work at Alakazam.
That would be like if I got a job with Sony would be like, I can't believe I'm here.
Oh my God, I'm the official Filker. Yeah.
Look, it's Grimwell.
God save the Delve team.
So what is it that you actually, what is it that you do at Alakazam? Tell everyone what you do.
I'm technically the, I have a title. I am the senior content manager for the EQ2 site. And when I first started a couple years ago, that largely meant data farming. Data farming, data farming, data farming, and data farming. And we've become more automated in the last couple years. You can't automatically collect data for EverQuest 2 like Lucy can for EverQuest. But we're getting there. And so lately it's been more writing guides and community management. And I actually have a team of 3 other people who work on the site, keeping all things going. Pretty exciting stuff, actually.
Yeah, I remember in EverQuest 1 you guys had a parser of some kind that I downloaded, and I would update Alakazams every time I logged off.
Yeah, we've actually got a... You can't do it... You can't sip the data stream with EverQuest 2. That hole's been plugged with EverQuest 2. But we do have Lucy's little redheaded stepchild stepsister, Lucy 2, which is a log parser, which has been just critical in getting those mob drop combinations, knowing what comes from where. Mm-hmm. And it's a real simple little thing. You can click on it in the Alakazam or look up Lucy 2 and you'll get a link to it. You just run it when you're done for the night. It doesn't even run resident. It takes about 3 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah, automated submissions. I just adore it.
Can you imagine doing your job if you had to do everything manually?
We did. That's how this site was until years ago. We did. It was, oh my goodness, it was overwhelming. Without users submitting the data, the site would be nothing without players submitting data to us. We would be absolutely overwhelmed all the time.
We
couldn't do it without them.
I wouldn't want to do it.
Oh, sure you would.
No. Because there would be, like, no time to game.
Well, one of the neat things about it is, especially with as we love to call the game Ever Revamp, you're just running around doing your thing. You look at a mob, you go, hey, I don't remember seeing that mob, and you have your little macro popping up. No, wait, that's a different level. You leave a little note, bam, you move on, and we catch up with it.
Very good.
Yeah, just macro the search engine, and you can submit on why. Actually, it's real nice, and if you're using, is it the Prophet UI? It has automatic links to all Alakazam for the search. You click a button, and you go right to the quest you're looking at. Nice stuff.
Actually, they have that in the default UI now.
Oh, now see, I'm lazy. I don't like to look things up when I'm actually playing unless I have to.
It has search EQ2i and search Alakazam in the quest journal helper.
Wow, I'm behind the times. I don't remember seeing that.
Yep, that.
I guess I've got that? I'm far too buried in my screenshots, I guess.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you when it came out. I mean, I don't pay attention to the functional end of the of the UI. I am a UI author in the way that I just put my design over it.
I never liked UI mods myself. I don't EQ2 maps is just the bomb.
Oh, damn,
but I really much prefer the immersion and getting myself completely lost and dead a few times. And I'm usually pretty happy with the default. I know that makes me an anomaly in the EQ2 community. I like my UI the way it is.
Well, hey, whatever works for you, you know?
Yeah.
Now, when I went from EQ1 to EQ2, I couldn't bring my EQ1 UI in simply because in EQ2, it just works so much better with separate windows instead of a solid UI like I had in EQ1.
So, I remember those big overlays. You took the windows and people made, you almost had these wonderful puzzles out of them too. You had these glorious mm-hmm. bottom overlays. Yeah, I remember those. I had a few of those myself in EQ1.
So have you been listening to the stream tonight? See what's going on over here in the Legion of Kithacor Guild Hall?
I just tuned in at about 10 to the hour. It's 7:30 in my time zone right now, so we just got dinner and the kids and things like that. But had I known that, I would have logged on, at least parked myself AFK. I'm on your server.
Ah. No, we got Valhallan's tribute band going in the Legion of Kithacor Guild Hall. And we just got a few more seconds till another deity spawns. Oh, it's just Karana again. God, he's been here like four times.
He's a party animal, man.
He is. He's worse than Solasek.
Oh, my gracious.
Now, see, we didn't know. We got the Valhalla tribute band thing from Elowen, and we didn't know that it spawned a random deity.
I hadn't heard that either. What fun!
Yeah, the band's so good, it attracts the gods. They've been looking for that band. They come down and party with the band for a while.
Yep. Oh, that's sweet. Now, what you should do is get someone to do a little Fraps video of it. Because we can now upload, well, the admins can. We can upload video to Alakazam. Oh. Take a little video of that, and then we'll make we'll get the wiki entry for the LON card, and we could actually embed that video in the wiki entry.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, that's sweet.
The god shows up, they say what a great band it is, and then they start dancing.
Sweet.
Yeah, so I'll do that. I mean, I've got a screenshot of all the gods except for Anishati Zul.
Yeah. Did you know that you can upload pictures now to the EQ2 Alakazam site without uploading them to an admin?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, we have recently converted our image system over to where it's all wiki compatible. And at the bottom of all, there's a media tab on all the wiki panels. And at the bottom of every database entry, there's an upload picture link, an add picture link.
Excellent.
And yeah, so you no longer, it's gotten easier, this is my plug, gotten a lot easier to submit data. You no longer have to find the email address, have to scrape them out. You can upload them raw. There's a little bit of an image editor, so you can crop them down to size and get them where you want them. And you can upload them all by yourself.
Good deal. You?
Oh, yeah.
I submitted a picture for the, you go to eq2.alakazam.com, and then you have that little picture of the week that you guys got going on there.
Uh-huh.
And you guys denied me.
When was this?
Oh, God, it was like last year sometime. There was a bug going on in Greater Fade Arc, and I was there standing next to myself.
Nice. Well, I can tell you that, I guess it was roughly this time last year, Tammet, who was running more or less, well, running the EQ2 site for the longest time, moved over to our news department. Mm-hmm. And he forwarded me all of the pictures, the media box pictures that he had in file, and not all of them came over very well. I had multiple embedded emails and real scrambled, and I couldn't tell who was what, and I ended up ditching most of them. So if you still have a copy of it,
I'll check it out. But I think what the issue was, the response I got was you guys wanted a clean screenshot and didn't want the UI involved. And in order in order to make the screenshot work, you had to see that it was Jethel standing next to Jethel.
Yeah, you know, what they're really trying to avoid is getting names in there or a whole bunch of ugly UI, and we don't want to do ads for your UI mod and that kind of thing.
Right.
I think if you just had names over the head. Oh, there's a possibility I'm a wee bit more liberal on it than Tammet was, but we do try to make them more like photographs.
Right.
Then screenshots is what we prefer, but dig it up. I'll throw it up there.
Oh, I don't know if I have it anymore, but
I'm easy. Don't spread that around.
Yeah, so we're having fun. We're partying with the gods. Partying with Kaltheen.
I might have to actually launch the game on the next break.
And we have an ogre dancing. We have a female ogre dancing in the hall. Not sure why.
I'm not sure I want to log in and see that.
I know who it is.
Oh, this
is she's a pretty ogre.
There are pretty ogres. They did really good on these models.
I've honestly not been a fan of the Soga ogres. You know, they're more of a Japanese artistry. But I'll say the female ogres in Soga look better than the female ogres in Normal.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm not fond of the Soga models. Everybody looks so dour. And they all look like they're standing under the heat lamps too long.
Just a little.
I don't know, maybe I just like my pale little happy little half-elf, I guess. I don't know. They're just not my flavor. Never have been.
No, I used to run the Soga models all the time, but now I've been doing more and more of the originals. Simply because, if nothing else, I like the tattoos in the original models. Hey, Bristlebane's with us.
That's it. Oh, it's about time.
I'm logging on. I wonder where I left my main.
Hey, where
are you? Would you ever do that? You're sitting here playing, and of course, you're up an hour and a half longer than you intended because you had to stop off at the broker. And the next day you get up, you're like, where did I park? Where did I park my main?
No, I can't say I've actually left my main alone long enough for me to forget where he is. Of course, I only have one real character anyway, and that's Jethel. I do have Cheez-It and the Drunken Dwarf, but I've honestly never played them in combat. Elquin's gotten them up to level 20-something just so we can move them around.
Yeah.
We use them during...
shooting.
We use them for shooting music videos.
Right. Which are marvelous, by the way. I have them all on my iPod now.
And I take no credit for any of the current... Or I should say the recent videos. They've all been Elquin Jenna. I do the songs. She does the videos.
We're a team.
It all looks wonderful when I watch it. And you might get some game sound now.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
Oh, I got permission to say this.
What's that?
I've been getting queries about the Zam.com announcement that we made at Fanfare last year because, of course, we're a little over our estimated date. And I don't... So the good news is we're still doing it. It is definitely still in the works. The bad news is I don't have an ETA. And I said, so what's the deal? And I was told, well, basically, we're doing a whole bunch of stuff with this new site, that with the data we're getting, that we've not been able to do before. So it's taking us a little while to make sure it's done right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would definitely...
That's the news.
I would prefer a delay than launching something that wasn't ready.
Oh, I entirely agree. I'm wholehearted on that. There's some really neat... features that they were working on conceptually, and I tell you, what little bits I have seen, it's going to be an endless jum-jum buffet. It's going to be Brel's Magic Cake. It's just seeming really good, and they're taking their time. They're doing a lot of new things, and they didn't want it to be right.
It was really exciting when they announced it, so I know a lot of people are looking forward to it. Just keep looking for it.
Oh, were you at Fanfare?
No, but we've watched the announcements.
You can't even get the flavor of it. I only learned about it a couple days before that. I'm not up in the administrative decision-making capacity. And I heard that, and my heart almost stopped because the whole room gasped. It was just wow.
They didn't even tell you guys about it?
I am a lowly content manager.
Now, see, the thing that got us, by us I mean the folks at Online Gaming Radio, is we're in the ZAM network, and no one told us at all.
Hey, I am theoretically the senior person over at the GeekU2 site, and we didn't know anything either. And what I really suspect is that they worked out this deal, and they wanted to get everything hammered out right, and they didn't want a whole bunch of gossip running around. You know how that, no gossip in the gaming world. And they wanted to do the announcement themselves rather than let something leak out. So I don't mind that one bit.
So there.
Yeah, so there. I'm real excited. Our job's going to change drastically because we will no longer be out there the data we should have. If I'm understanding how this works right, the data we should have. Mind you, directions don't do you any good without a map. So there's still lots of work to do. It's going to change the focus of the content manager's jobs over there a lot. Really exciting times.
And of course, you know, for the maps, we just got to rely on the guys from EQ from the EQ2 maps to stay on the ball. And they are doing a fantastic job.
Oh, they are just wonderful. Matter of fact, I was noticing, I was over there, I've been trying to update our discovery point of interest points, because we've never really done much with that. We've got point of interest in our database on EQ2XAM, but we haven't had the discovery, and Bloodwing, our Wikibase administrator, made me a wiki function where I can tag them all as Disco XP. So I've been working on the EQ2 map site, picking up what the discovery sites and getting them right, so that you can go to EQ2 Alakazam, look up discovery POIs, and bam, get your list of all the places to go. You know how people are always chomping at the bit for their AA.
Actually, let me see here. I'm going to go to the EQ2 official forums, because someone does actually have a site where he's actually got listed all the locations where you can get updates.
That was up in the community news this week.
Yes.
And there is another very good list. Wait, I got it bookmarked somewhere, although I'm zoning, so this could be interesting. Where is it? Ah! There is another very good list on the official forums in the tips and tricks. You're in the Tier 2 Guild Hall, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Halig. Halig has a site out now. It's halig.us/discovery, where you can get your discovery AAs.
And I do believe I saw somebody was had volunteered to start pulling that list into EQ2 Maps, which would be very nice.
And I've just made that link into the OGR channel. Are you in the OGR channel on the...
No, not quite yet. I have Den Mom hollering at me to go over here and visit, and I have running in circles, and I'm a bad OGR listener because I wasn't in game and I'm not in the channel.
That's okay. Well, it's just /joinguck.ogr. I'm actually supposed to make that announcement at the beginning of each show, but I'm just horrible.
Well, if I could type, I'd get in it faster.
And Rayozek? Is that how you say his name?
Yep, Raylos, and he's gone now, so it's almost time for me to respawn the band. So yeah, we had a nice little visit from Raylos. And there's the new band. The band.
Well, it's the same band, you're just calling it back for an encore.
And which guild hall am I visiting?
Legion of Kithakor.
Not access. I'm not buying it.
Hmm?
Oh, I almost bought the guild hall.
Yeah, let's not my hall. Oh, eventually I want to get going on my epic quest, I suppose. I was protesting it for the longest time. Because, well, there are just better items that you can get while, you know, going to raid the Plane of Fear and stuff like that, and Plane of Hate, you can get better bows.
But the thing is, you don't raid them, hon.
I know, but I'm just saying, if it's called the epic, you know, your epic weapon, it should be the best thing in the game. And that's why
you get the Fable version, yes. Or the mystical version, I should say.
There is a dancing.
What's that?
There is a dancing ogre.
I told you, there is a dancing ogre in our halls.
I'm about to.
As long
I'm
as
about
she's,
to reveal myself.
As long as she's not a troll.
I have been incognito on the server. I transferred over to this server not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, my husband hadn't played for a bit due to various work circumstances, and when he started back up, he was kind of out of touch, so he started fresh tunes on AV. He always wanted to roleplay it. And my community on my old server kind of melted away. I mean, it was still there. There were still people there, and it was still a full server. But my community melted away. And I said, you know, I know a lot of people on AV. It turns out about three-quarters of the ZAM staff are on AV, and... I know a lot of the players on AV, so I just transferred over.
Yeah, a lot of the development teams on AV, too.
I've actually heard this, but I haven't run into any.
But of course, they're under aliases and stuff like that. We're not going to reveal. We're not going to reveal that because I don't know half of
No outing devs, but I'm kind of outing myself though. I haven't really mentioned that this is me. Okay, I cannot type, dance, and role play and talk all at the same time. Three things is my limit for multitasking.
So, how do you pronounce your character name, Kyanax?
Well, she was originally Kyanna.
Okay.
And I went to transfer over, and every single permutation of Kyanna I can possibly imagine has been taken. So, I think she's Kyanax.
Okay, Kyanax.
We decided, looking at it, that it looked sufficiently role-playing enough, and we'll just leave that until we delete a bunch of fans.
Deity spawn, it's time for deity. And it's Anashti Stool, Anashti Sewell. And her skimpy little outfit again. Look at that little outfit.
I know, all the girls are going to be wanting that.
I have only seen the undead version of her. She looks great.
Now how come that we're having such a hard time convincing the fashion gurus here in EverQuest to allow the girls to get skimpier outfits, yet this god is prancing around in a little strapless number here, a little bikini bottom.
You know, it's really interesting. At the last fanfare, they had the GIRL panel, the Gamer in Real Life panel for the scholarships for women developers that SOE has done. And discussion came up on what do women want to look like in game. And it turns out that we don't necessarily want to look like one thing or another. We don't want to look like necessarily all look like our dear goddess here. Mm-hmm. Or all like, you know, female trolls in EQ1. But we'd like the option. Don't force me into a always looking like a big gazoomed, loose-legged woman.
Now, I like what they did. I like what they did in Star Wars Galaxies. You can choose a body type. You know, you had a little slide bar there. You know, it goes from skinny to voluptuous or even obese. I wish they could do something like that for EQ2. But, of course, that would mean a revamp of the entire model system.
And I don't think we're to Luckland yet, are we?
Oh, God, the shadows of Luckland.
No.
What, was that a month from hell or what?
Gracious.
The first month the shadows of Luckland was on, I think I had a total gameplay of one day. Are the servers up? They're not.
I think I had to buy hardware for that one. I know I had to buy hardware for EQ2, but we were planning 6 months out on that.
But you know what? Whenever I go in and visit EverQuest 1, I'm still on the original models.
Yeah, me too. Although, I have to be quite honest, I've logged in once since EQ2 launched.
Oh, I've been going in every once in a while because they're revamping the zones to make them look more like EQ2. So they're updating the looks. Like Freeport is now this very large, sprawling city. They haven't done Kinos yet, though. But Freeport is very large now.
Yeah, I see Bullet talking to me, and I can't see her. Where is she?
Too many people in the same area. I can't see.
Behind you?
There she is. People telling me to follow them.
But yes, if anyone's interested, on the other side of the guild hall, where the stage is, where we probably should have been setting up the band here anyway, but...
Yeah, in the bar. Why don't you move it to the bar?
Okay, no kidding. Why is the next spawn in the bar?
So,
that's why you can't get the cool gods spawn.
Okay, everybody, we're moving over to the other side of the guild hall where the bar is and the stage.
Yeah, we'll go to the bar after this deity spawn. Let's see. We got like a minute and a half till the next deity spawn. And watch it be somebody cool and no one's going to be here.
It will only take us like a couple seconds to run back over.
Okay, so yeah.
Do you want me to move the piano or anything, or you think you can spawn them up there right next to it?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and move the piano, and I'll put them up on the stage.
That's what we listen to Jethel for, lessons in rearranging furniture. Will you come to my house, too?
Actually, I'm not real good at interior design. I'll leave that to Elquin and Xanadai from EQ Tuesday and They're a lot better at it than I am.
It's not my favorite thing either, but I recently acquired... My mansion is almost full, and I recently acquired another half a dozen goodies at the Relosi Day event, and I did some placements, and I went, uh-oh, that looks good. Uh-oh, gotta redecorate. It's a mess. I really just need to pack it all up and start over.
Let's see. Is that the time here? 20 seconds until deity spawn. Now, see, if I actually had the time during the day, I would have had, like, a countdown timer or something. You know, like they have at the Royal Rumble on the wrestling programs. The whole crowd yelling.
I have no time during the day. Our whole family had the plague the last 4 days.
Ugh. Ah, Rodset. Rodset Knife is here.
I'm running back.
He's the one that looks like an alien, right?
He's alien in a toga.
You can see him out on Tonica now, over by the Druid Rings.
Oh, yep.
He's been there an awful light lately.
And
Sutra
the
says,
god.
That's my god.
So why is Rodset an alien?
Never could figure that one out.
Well, if you take a look at the Temple of Life, it's a spaceship.
That's true.
That makes perfectly good sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, so he is an alien. Now, there was a... I don't know if you know anything about this, Kathleen, but there was a rumor back in the EQ1 days that Rodset used to actually spawn in North Kinos as a fish in a pond.
In the pond around Temple of Life?
Yeah, he used to spawn as a fish and actually talk. I heard about this, but I've never seen it. Either that or it was a GM screwing around.
I'd be more likely to vote for the second, but...
Yeah. I heard about that a few years ago.
Sutra hollers down the stairs that it was a quest.
Oh, it was a quest. So it was actually a fish talking. All right. I can never get it to... I can never find that damn fish.
Okay, the stage is all set for them.
Okay, well, as soon as it's done here...
We're having a toga party here with Rodset Knife.
Yes, we're a toga party. Okay, another... Okay. They're going to be bugging out in about 15 seconds, so I'm going to come over here to the... I have to wait for the stage to spawn for me. There we go.
Well, I'm reading the OGR channel, so... Nicodemus says there was a sacred fish in there that was part of the Paladin Test of Truth, which is how Sutures would know his main on EverQuest 1 was a paladin. Which means that by the time we got done with that, we had no Freeport faction whatsoever.
Of course not. Well, why would you want Freeport faction?
Ah, dirty, stinky old town. Don't want that thing.
I mean, you don't want to align yourself with Lucan, do you? I mean, all night long, like, you just hear it echoing through the hall.
He was much cuter in the old days.
Yeah, with his helmet on? Okay, so we get the band up on stage.
Why are there snowmen on your mind? I don't want to know.
Snowmen? I thought he took
on
all
the bar. There's a plushie on the bar.
That was left over from Christmas.
Oh,
you know, I was from Rowane, so I left it up there.
Oh, okay.
It's just a little present she left, so...
That's rather like real life, actually. I always have that one holiday decoration that I miss, and then it stays there the rest of the year.
Folks, being around the bar area, please do not hit the little... the little keg to the right of Brell's magic keg and make everyone drunk?
I'm moving the keg. I'm going to go hide it.
Yes. Oh, is that keg?
Yeah, the party keg.
Keg is now being moved.
Thank you. I don't want everyone getting completely plastered in here, and then we have to have a massive fight to kill everyone off. The party keg, of course, you know, for those who don't know, will get everyone in the house drunk. Okay.
Someone did that to us on his own
tour. Ah, somebody hit it!
Like that.
Damn it, somebody hit it!
How could they hit it when I have it on my friggin' cursor?
Because the model of it is still there until you drop it, hon. So somebody hit it. Now we're all drunk.
I'm not.
You were out of range.
Thank goodness they put a range on that. I didn't think they had a range on it.
Well, luckily,
someone says Sonic Vision will correct it.
Sonic Vision?
Yeah,
but... Well, luckily, my alcohol tolerance is high enough where this isn't going to last very long for me.
Oh, no, I'm pretty much not taking screenshots of it. I recall I was on... I'm trying to remember where we were. We were on a zone tour for... I think it was for the Shadow Odyssey when somebody tripped a keg. And they had to suddenly spawn a bunch of wake up juice so we could all finish with the tour. Oh, I remember. Kara was showing us the scaling furniture, showing the fan sites the new scaling furniture, and someone tripped over the keg.
Oh no!
I like that wake up juice. That's great.
Oh, that was awesome stuff. Matter of fact, we were mucking about in Den Mom's house on test.
Oh.
It was one house we were sure would have stuff to move.
Oh. All right, Elkman.
Yes.
You're going to need to snap me out of this. I can't see a damn thing.
Oh, okay. Well, duel me.
There's like four Anashtis doing the Hoochie Coo up there by the stage. Oh, there's four of them. It looks like the Hoochie Coo.
All right. So
I'll try to make this as painless as possible.
That's what the doctors said.
The duel has commenced. Well, I'm waiting. There we go.
That was halfway?
There we go. Now I can see.
Sorry.
So, yeah, if anyone...
The dueling now begins in the bar.
Oh, time for a drunken bar fight!
I've got some vision. I should just go make some vision totems. Oh, I'll just dash over to my guild hall later and make... vision totems.
Does that correct it too?
Someone have stated that any kind of racial or any kind of vision shift will do it.
Ah. Now this is weird. The band seems to have disappeared and Anashti Sewell is on the floor off the stage.
Yeah, I noticed. She's still dancing.
Is she diseased or something? Is there rocks or anybody see this?
Sure. Well, she should be despawning here in a second. 10 seconds till I can respawn.
That's really strange. She's still hanging around. She likes it here.
Apparently.
There she goes.
Comfortable in the bar situation.
Good lord! Every time I turn around, people are wanting me to kill them.
Whatever you do, don't drink the punch.
Is this grape Kool-Aid?
That wasn't too bad. One shot.
Okay. Go ahead and hit me.
Oh my god! You killed Theodore!
Oh, what the heck? Went at a party, you know? I'm a lemming.
So yeah, if anyone else needs to sober up, just duel Elkman, Jenna, Talk, or myself. Any of the 80s would be able to take care of it real fast.
I have my
dual
turn on.
I don't know.
No, you don't. You have it taken off.
Mutter, 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 mutter.
Now somebody else wants to duel. I don't know who said that. I'm getting tells. Kill me, please! Make it quick! What?
So in the real world, it's not a party till the cops come. And in Norath, it's not a party till everybody suicides?
Basically,
I guess so. I don't know.
Okay, so outside of the Zam.com, possibly coming, well, we don't know how soon.
Soon, TM.
All right. And is there anything else that you can tell us upcoming, besides just your regular updates and stuff like that?
Keep your eyes peeled for Dev Chat.
Dev Chat.
Probably... Yeah, just keep your eyes peeled for a dev chat.
Alright, well, we'll keep our eyes peeled for...
Keep your eyes peeled for dev chat over at alexam.com. Coming this Christmas to a theater near you.
Sunday. No, not Sunday.
Sunday.
no doubt you're better at this than I am.
Let's see. 50 seconds to deity spawn. So I'm liking this. It's bringing people together. Well, it's like I said when we first started doing this. I mean, how often are we actually going to get a chance to see the deities?
Yeah, especially people like me. Honestly, I'm largely a solo or crafter. Mm-hmm. And the best time I get to see him is like when you know, the deity of health was hanging out there on the coast, in the coastal grove in Antonica. I'm right. Lucky to see him.
Well, I saw the avatar of Tunir when the deities first came out. And then lately, let's see, I've seen Bristlebane. He was just hanging out. I was out harvesting. The other day, I actually saw Nathaniel Marr over in the Commonlands hanging out. I have never seen Karana yet.
Well, there he
in his natural habitat.
He's right there.
Yeah, well, he's a party animal. Now, I mean, out in his natural habitat.
Yeah, where does Karana spawn?
Somewhere in the Ocean of Tears, hon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm not sure where out there, but somewhere out there. There's a dot for him on the maps. I went out there, but he wasn't there, so.
You know, before we all got dead and sobered up, we should have gone, like, careening around the streets of Kinos. Singing songs.
Yeah!
Remember,
all I like swimming prefer, with bold-legged women and swim between the legs.
I much preferred stumbling drunk in EverQuest 1.
I was going to say, that was a lot more fun. At least when you typed, people knew that you were drunk.
Well, and even if you're watching somebody else that was drunk, they were popping around. They were stumbling.
They were staggering, and, you know, yeah, it was funny to watch.
I can understand how they might want to have avoided the undue influences, but I sure liked the effect a lot better.
Oh, it was funny. Especially when if you were working on your alcohol tolerance and you were drunk and you tried to talk in guild and everybody knew you were snookered. You've been drinking, Yoquin? No! Yeah, sure. Slur.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have we heard any news on a date for the fanfare yet?
Podcast 55 said end of June.
End of June.
End of June. I have been unable, despite threatening to send fruitcake and jam, but been able to pry any information out of anybody.
And of course,
they're waiting for something else to come through or be settled or something before they actually do a date.
They do like to have it very solidified first, but I have heard end of June was in podcast 55. So maybe next podcast. We just had a mini cast. Maybe next podcast we'll hear something.
Hopefully.
And of course, they're probably going to do it in Vegas again.
Well, yeah.
It's pretty centralized for everybody.
It's inexpensive for conventions and whatnot. I mean, if you can't stay at the hotel we're at, there's always someplace cheap to stay.
Why don't they come to Seattle?
What, for me, if it's anywhere but Alaska, it's so expensive to get there, it doesn't matter. It's about the same for me to fly to Seattle or Vegas or New York.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Elquin and I live near Seattle, so hey.
Great. We're crashing on your floor and we're bringing the kids.
Sounds good. Well, bring tents. We have a backyard.
We've got tents.
But do you have some place we can chain up the kids?
Yeah. Right next to the dog.
Yeah, I mean, we got a
shed. They got a whole field that they can play in behind the house.
That'd be great.
We got a shed.
Big, open
field. We have chains.
That's it. Con at Jethel's house, right.
Woohoo!
Okay.
And if worse comes to worse, you know, we can, like, beat them with jelly beans. I don't know.
Oh, no, don't give them jelly beans.
Today's Jethel's Evelyn Show has been brought to you by Peanut Butter M&M's.
And you're not sharing.
Actually, I have another full bag of peanut butter M&M's, and I'll be giving them to the boy and the woman.
No, it's okay.
Because I went to the doctor's yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I went to the doctor's yesterday, and, well, it's been holding back for, you know, the last three or four times I've gone to the doctor's, I've been about the same weight. This time I hit the 400-pound mark.
Oh, hon.
That's it. You know what I had for lunch today?
Salads?
I went to the little inn, a little dive down the road here, and I had a chef salad. Had a
just
big
remember
old salad.
To eat breakfast.
What's that?
Remember to eat breakfast. Anything. Piece of toast in the morning jump starts your system.
Yeah, well, my dad was always skinny as a rail, and his breakfast pretty much always included, like, toast with peanut butter. And that's basically all he had during the morning.
The important thing is that if you don't eat first thing in the morning, your body is confused into thinking that there's a lack of sustenance and starts to store fat.
Right. Solosec Row is back.
I'm one to talk. I'm not telling you my ways.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been a big guy all my life, but I am officially now the heaviest I have ever been.
Start smoking? No, wait.
No.
I'm kidding.
And you can't blame it on me and my cooking. I haven't been cooking lately, so there.
Now, see, one of the coolest days of my life was somebody was giving Sutures a little push about his weight. You know, we aren't fat, but neither are we thin by any long chalk. And he says, hey, you know, if I didn't want to marry a wife that could cook, it wouldn't be an issue. So cooking I can do. I'm told I completely blew that line.
He says
he didn't marry a good cook to get skinny. Pardon me.
Oh, I see. Yakshas is saying in the guild chat, don't listen to Jethel. He was hot in high school.
You're still hot.
See?
I'll say this. I mean, I'm not vain or anything like that, but for a big guy, I don't think I look bad. And anyone can go look me up over at Facebook. Or just go to kithgore.org and check out my gallery. Because I'm damn sexy, baby!
Okay, I'm going to go AFK because my coffee cup is empty and I might die.
That's all right. Is it just me or Solosec Road? Did he appear on one of the original Star Trek episodes? He's got the whole half black, half white face going on. I'm expecting
even
someone.
The outfit looks familiar.
Yes.
Oh, he's gone.
Well, that means the man's going to respawn in a second here, so I got to respawn the band.
You got your work cut out for you. You should stand in the front of the stage and then turn.
There we go.
They're all sideways up there.
No, see, it doesn't matter what direction I'm facing. That's where they're going to end up. I don't know why.
Me.
Silver Maze says that he's doing the fat bastard dance. I didn't know there was a fat bastard dance.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. To answer Yaksha's question, I mentioned earlier that a persistent cough is a side effect of my blood pressure medication, I found out. So she was asking why I keep coughing. Among other things, I have a cough. So let's see. What all can we do here?
Well, I'm just glad you like the band.
Yes, very nice. Thank you very much for giving that to me.
Well, I've got to thank whoever decided to do the trade with me, too.
Of course, we have no idea who that was. Then we're going to get a bunch of people going, it was me, it was me.
Well, I'll still say thank you.
Thank you very much, whoever made that trade with Elkwell. Thank you.
I'll like it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to announce that Sutures has survived the raid on Bath Time and Bedtime.
Woo!
Gain any levels? Get any loot?
No, man, they're named, but they don't, they drop trash.
Oh.
There was a boat, there was a bar of soap.
They drop crap.
And now he's lost somewhere in your guild hall.
Lost in my guild hall? How did he get lost in my guild hall?
You come in the door and you head left. You can't get lost in this place.
It's not really that big. It's not like we have a tier 3.
He says he knew he should have taken that left turn at Albuquerque.
I knew I should have taken that left turn at Albuquerque.
I like the fireworks they do. Yeah. Very pretty.
Okay, now everyone downstairs to the hot tub.
There's a hot tub?
Yeah, downstairs.
Yep, you go downstairs and it's the first room on the right. The world famous Legion of Kithacor hot tub. It's clothing optional, so, you know, if I go downstairs, I better see some naked people down there. And the tribunal's
right, you don't want to get all your armor and gear wet, you know.
I'm going down to the hot tub. Let's go to the hot tub, everyone.
Could need some washing. You sure that's not a laundry tub? Really, when was the last time you washed your armor?
Actually, I have a change of clothes.
Actually, I think I have 3 on.
And as a matter of fact, I have hotkeys set up for them. See, so this is my black outfit. This is my silver outfit. There we go.
I go swimming a lot, so my armor's pretty clean.
And here's my naked outfit. And I'm just gonna jump right in the hot tub.
Speaking of naked outfits, I want to put another plug in for our media box pictures. Send your screenshots without too much UI in them to calfian@alakazam.com, or just hit the little link in the corner of the site to submit EQ2 stuff and it'll get to me.
Hun, were you going to do Where in the World, Where in Norath is Cheese It Nibble Buns?
No, it's getting late here and we, you know, didn't have time to move him. I mean, he's still in the same place he was last week.
Well, then that's as much of a challenge. So, yeah, we got a pretty good hot tub going here.
Yep, so we got the hot tub here. And, of course, if you go to the back room, you know, if you go straight back from the stairwell, we have our strip club.
It doesn't look like a strip club. It just looks like another theater.
I'm telling you, it's my strip club. I just need some girls to work it.
And I'm out of the pool.
Cannonball! No.
I don't feel like finding them in the bags.
Ooh, splash. And why is Dragon Rider on fire in our hot tub? Now it's a really hot tub.
Well, we gotta get it to keep the water warm somehow. We just burned Billy dolls in the water.
I always admire people who can do great decorating like this. I am of the put the desk up against the wall, put a chair in front of it.
Oh, if you want to see something cool, you gotta go see our meeting hall upstairs. So, like, if you go to the entrance, go straight back and up the stairs, and you'll get to see our meeting hall. Which, by the way, I'll plug that right now. Legion of Kithacor Guild meeting on the, what did I say, the 14th of March. We haven't had a meeting in a few months because of the holidays. Let's see here. Yeah, Saturday the 14th of March, 6 p.m. Eastern. Actually, wait a minute, I think I screwed that up. I always screw up the time zones.
Well, let's just put it this way, guys. We're going to have a guild meeting soon, and we'll send out flyers and stuff.
Yeah, we'll send out a guild mail about this. We haven't had a guild meeting in a while. It's time for us to have a guild meeting. But yeah, if you go straight back and up the stairs, we have the forest.
This is lovely.
Of course, I made very good use of the grassy knolls.
Damn, butterflies?
No. I only have like two of the grassy knolls with butterflies. They're mostly the fireflies.
He had at one time a lot more, and I felt like we were infested.
Oh, yeah, we were infested when these things first came out because they were all butterflies.
I need that bug zapper from Sinking Sands.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a bat zapper, I thought.
No, it was a scarab something.
You were poking the beetles up there.
Yeah, the beetles.
Yeah, okay.
I remember that.
There is a bat zapper somewhere. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's the one.
This is the other thing you habitually do when you work for Alakazam. You automatically take a screenshot of every single link that runs across your screen. You can get an equipment picture of it.
There you go.
One thing we're really lacking over there, and I know some of the features we're supposed to be getting with ZAM.com might cover this, but right now we don't have it, is equipped pictures of your equipment. Upload a picture of your favorite cloak. Give me a picture of your favorite outfit. I'm adoring pictures of all the armor sets. You take one screenshot, it's this set, and make sure that's on all the set piece pages. You can get the link and you can go hook it up in game and then you gotta copy and paste and this and that, but just being able to see, oh man, that's a neat purple suit. That's pretty cool. Now, are these outfits playable on players?
What outfits are that?
The ones the band is playing.
No, I don't remember seeing those outfits, although I do like them.
Who knows? But they're supposedly troubadours. They've got the axes on them. So, who knows?
There were troubadours. Which event was that? I don't know. There was some event where there was troubadours in Kinos, and they were singing Narathian versions of "The Devil Went Down to Georgia," and they were wearing outfits similar to that, only different colors. What was that for? Somebody has linked me the Enchanted Fire Emerald Lantern, which is really pretty. Oh, it's Tuck.
Because it's also a bug zapper. So you gotta watch all those little bugs flying around the light, and eventually the bugs start popping.
No kidding.
Yep.
There goes. The creativity they put into this game never fails to astound me. It's the minutia like that that does it for me. It's running across a zone and hearing your footsteps change whether you're on grass or gravel. It's the bugs getting zapped. Sometimes I'm running around and, you know, we've been playing this game since launch and my jaw just drops and I just stop for a moment because it's so cool.
We got some imaginative people on the team, that's for sure. And of course, yes, as Lyra is saying, we all love Domino.
Oh, of course we love Domino.
Domino rocks.
And she's the nicest lady in person, too.
She is. She's very shy, though. You should have saw her when I met her in San Diego. I got introduced to her, and I'm like, you know, I'm supposed to give you a great big hug and a kiss. For everything you've done to the trade skills, you just started backing away. Of course, I'm 6'3" and a big guy. She's like, help me.
Well, before Domino got hired, I was in San Diego and I met Elucid, who just before that had been cleaning up a bunch of trade skill loose ends.
Mm-hmm.
And I darn near gave him a flying tackle hug from the entire trade skill community. It was just a lot of little stuff that nobody had any time to get to. But he cleaned up a whole bunch of random loose ends that darn near mucked out the majority of our petty annoyance lists. I just embarrassed the heck out of the guy, giving him a flying tackle. He's a sweet guy too.
Brill,
I probably shouldn't say that. I'm never gonna get anybody to show up in our dev chat. I talk like that.
Brell Cyrillus is upstairs in our guild hall, dancing with Rowane.
My old server mates, some of them have found me in the OGR channel, are making me feel sad. But my husband's on this server, guys.
No, you gotta go where the hubby is.
Well, we hadn't gotten to play together in a very long time. At first, my oldest was very colicky as a child. And so one of us pretty much had to be able to leap up at any given time.
Right.
For pretty much his first year. And then EQ2 came out. We got involved in that. And he started a job that was awful hours for poor money and was always just too tired to play. We ended up on separate servers because we never could play together anyway. I like playing with my husband. It's part of the point.
Exactly. I mean, I couldn't imagine being on a different server than Elquin. I mean, we don't hunt together a whole lot, but, you know, we're peas in a pod here. Where she goes, I go, and where I go, she goes. Well, wherever we go, me and my Elquin. Okay, well, it's just about time for us to cut out here. Anything else we need to know about Alakazam and anything coming up? And just listen for the dev chat.
Keep a dev chat. Zam.com is definitely coming, and I don't know quite when, but it's getting sooner-er-er and sooner-er-er. And, yeah, we'll have a dev chat in the near future. And use the site. Contribute to the site. And, by God, if you see something wrong, let me know. I check comments and submissions all day long. So I will see it.
And
PM me anywhere.
And I think you need to add another section to Alakazam. It could be bloopers and impractical NPCs. Just mistakes found in the game. We take a screenshot of it, we send it to you, and you're like, ha-ha, look at this.
I would be more than happy to work up some kind of wiki category with a wiki page that could be we could call it bloopers, we could call it Easter eggs, something like that, where you could upload the media, let me know it's there, and I could work it in. Easy, that's easy. It's Alakazam is wikified now, so starting up something like that everybody can contribute to, no problem. And if you're shy about wiki, all you gotta do is click edit and type. And you can put in a little code, or basically, I'll see that you've edited it, and I'll go take a look. I do that anyway, but there is a little, you can put in admin needed in there, and we'll find it. You don't have to know anything. We'll take care of it for you. Just get the info in there, and we'll do the rest.
All right.
Yeah, even I can type most days, sort of. My typanese is infamous.
Well, any shout-outs you want to give? Any friends in the game you want to say hi to on the air?
Most of them are sitting right here, but to all my old server mates on Nick, I do miss you, but my husband's cuter. Oh, yeah, and he makes all the money. And
he's a very nice-looking dwarf. I love his armor. He's in purple.
Isn't he sweet?
Isn't he
cutie?
He's a cute elf, or a dwarf.
He'll turn the effect off for you.
He's got lovely purple armor.
Dwarves are snuggly.
Oh, you're damn right!
Now, but just get him to shave his back.
Oh, God. The drunken dwarf has gotten many flirtatious tells and little trinkets of appreciation, but there's only one dwarf for Dufu the Drunken Dwarf, and that's Brass.
Oh, Brass is the bomb.
She is.
If I started saying hi to everybody, I'd leave someone out, and then I'd just feel bad. So hello to everybody, and shout-outs, and stop by. And, hey, I'll tell you what. Anybody who PMs me just about anywhere and says, I heard you on the Jessel show, I'll hook you up with 30 free days premium on Alakazam.
Hey, there you go.
There you go, guys.
30. You got a PM me, official PM Calphine on the Zam forums or on the official forums, and I will go pull some hairs out of my boss and hook you up with 30 days free premium. Just tell me you heard me on Jessel.
I'll
probably get my butt kicked for that, but I will follow through on it.
There you go. Send Calthine a a private message on the Alakazam or the official EQ2 forums, and 30 free days of premium service on Alakazam.com. Sounds good to me.
We had two last dings in the
guild. Oh, we got a couple dings. What do we got?
Dalar and Silver Mace again.
There we go. Just gave him a ding. Congratulations, guys. All right. Well, that's it for the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 24th of February, 2009. Thank you for all for listening. Calthane, thank you for coming.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Elquin, do you have any shout-outs?
Just to everybody in Kithacor and everybody else I know. How's that?
Okay, I suppose
that's... Hi, everybody!
That covers a broad range. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Anne back in New Hampshire, thanks for listening. And, of course, next week we're going to have Yakshas, otherwise known as Sophissa or Darkwind. Anyone who's been in the Legion of Kithacor Hall tonight has seen the NPC named Darkwind. It was named after her. Original member of the Legion of Kithacor, also one of the former officers of the Knights of the Holy Storm back in EverQuest 1, longest running role-playing guild in the game, and I believe they're still going. So next week we'll be talking with Yakshas / Zephissa.
Lawn Gnome.
Hey, all right, that's it for this episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblebuds!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Gentle Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Vagina, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.